This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday he is planning to make a major address on continuing military aid to Ukraine. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports from Washington.
President Biden revealed he will soon be making a big speech about Ukraine.
I'm going to make the argument that it's overwhelmingly in the interest of the United States of America that Ukraine succeed.
Some House Republicans oppose spending more American money for Ukraine to fight off the Russians. Biden told reporters that worries him, but he is confident enough lawmakers in both parties support Ukraine. He also said, without elaborating, there is another means by which the government may be able to find funding for the Ukrainians. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The race to replace ousted U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy took shape on Wednesday as Steve Scalise, the chamber's number two Republican, and Jim Jordan, a leading critic of Democratic President Joe Biden, said that they would seek the post. The two lawmakers could be joined by several other candidates in what could be a lengthy and likely messy battle. Morocco, Spain, and Portugal have been named host of the 2030 Soccer World Cup, while Uruguay, Argentina, and Paraguay will host the opening matches to mark the tournament's centenary, the world soccer body FIFA said in a surprise announcement on Wednesday.
In 2030, we'll have a unique global footprint. Three continents, Africa, Europe, South America, six countries, Argentina, Morocco, Paraguay, Portugal, Spain, and Uruguay welcoming and uniting the world while celebrating together the beautiful game.
FIFA President Gianni Infantino. This is VOA News. A UN-mandated investigation into continuing atrocities in Ethiopia faces closure after a UN website on Wednesday showed no motion has been received to renew it. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
The UN Human Rights Council created the International Commission of Human Rights Experts on Ethiopia in 2021. After a motion was submitted by the European Union. Last month, it said that war crimes and crimes against humanity were still being committed in Ethiopia. However, strong African opposition appears to have deterred proponents from seeking another mandate, diplomats have said. The mandate was only renewed last year by a small margin.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. 20 Democratic U.S. senators on Wednesday expressed support for a potential Israeli-Saudi normalization deal, but laid out concerns about any U.S. security guarantees or nuclear assistance to Riyadh. In a letter to President Joe Biden, the senators underscored resistance the White House could face from Congress if the administration brokers a landmark agreement opening diplomatic ties between longtime foes Israel and Saudi Arabia in return for Washington meeting Riyadh's demands. A stream of mourners paid their respects on Wednesday to U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein at San Francisco City Hall. AP correspondent Tiffany Wong reports.
Two fire trucks held up a giant national flag with their letters in front of San Francisco City Hall, while another flag drapes over Senator Dianne Feinstein's resting casket as visitors hug it and bid farewell to the city's first female mayor. Senator Debbie Stabenow says Feinstein was a trailblazer in the political history.
Today I'm remembering my friend for all the barriers she broke, the glass ceilings she shattered, the doors she helped open so that so many others could follow.
She died on September 29th at her home in Washington, D.C. I'm Tiffany Wong.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday appealed the judge's refusal to dismiss New York Attorney General Letitia James' civil fraud lawsuit against him and his family business 2 days after the case went to trial. The appeal was filed as Trump sat in a New York City courtroom watching an accountant who used to work for him testify as the state's first witness. James accused Trump, his adult sons Donald Jr. and Eric, the Trump Organization, and others of inflating property values over a decade and Trump's net worth by up to $2.2 billion. The attorney general said the staggering fraud was meant to help Trump obtain favorable terms from banks and insurers. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.